Out of the West comes Red Ryder, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Follow that pony, Little Beaver. We're heading for Fender Belly Ranch. Let's burn up that trail.
You betcha, Red Ryder. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Get going, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Ryder. In Sundown Valley, Red Ryder and Little Beaver head for home. Just when they were riding into Painted Valley Ranch, they suddenly spotted a lone rustler burning his brand on one of the Dutch's cattle in a canyon below. Spurring their horses on, Red Ryder and Little Beaver are riding hard, trying to catch the cattle thief. And...
come on, Thunder!
Look at Red Ryder! Rustler! He'll see him us now!
That's right, Little Beaver. He's running for his horse. Hold it, you! Cross that knoll and catch him head on. You ride over and pick up his branding iron.
You betcha.
Come on, Thunder. Hold, Thunder. You'll be riding around this way, and here he comes now. Pull up, you brand blotcher, or I'll rope you.
What's biting you, cowboy?
You ought to know. You're the hombre who just threw lead at me, or could I be mistaken?
Why, you got the wrong man, mister.
Yeah? Well, hand me your gun. Come on.
All right. Here.
Well, how do you account for these four empty shells and your gun barrel being hot?
Me get a brand iron, Red Ryder.
That's fine, Little Beaver. Did you see if that heifer had the Painted Valley brand on her?
You betcha she have.
All right, you rustling wrangler. Let's get going.
Huh? Well, where to?
Painted Valley Ranch first. Then to jail. Now get going. And don't try anything or I'll wing you.
Painted Ranch tells me that a certain red-headed cow wrangler must come home at last.
Wrong, Sheriff. Red Ryder isn't here. As a matter of fact, there's nobody here except Ching Hao.
Where's the Duchess?
Ching says she went to Hollow Junction on business, and all the boys are riding fence.
Well, I reckon it... Well, bust my buckles. Mm-hmm. Look who's coming around the bend of the trail right now.
Oh, that's Red Ryder and Little Beaver. And Slim... Oh, Sheriff. Red's got his gun on Slim.
Yeah. It's a mighty funny way to treat his best gal's kin, if you ask me.
Howdy there, Ryder.
Howdy, Miss Jane. Howdy, Sheriff. I'm mighty glad you're here, Sheriff. Saves me a trip to town.
Red, what are you doing with Slim?
You know this rustler?
Rustler? Slim's my brother.
Your brother? Why, Jane, this is the first time I ever knew you had a brother.
Well, I never mentioned it because I... Oh, Slim, what have you done this time?
What'd he do, Ryder?
Well, I hate to have to say this, Jane... but I caught him rebranding the Duchess cattle with his iron.
Oh, Slim, how could you?
All right, sis, all right. I guess I'm just no good, that's all.
Well, Slim, you promised me you'd go straight if I gave you another chance. That's why I brought you here, where nobody knew you.
I know, but, well, I had to do this or else.
What do you mean, had to?
Well, I got into a poker game with Harper. Well, that was the only way I could square off my debt.
So you had me get you on the Duchess payroll so you could brand Harper's iron on her cattle.
Look, sis, you can't make me feel any worse. I'll take my medicine.
You sure will, Slim. Come on. Might as well get started now.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. Maybe we ought to give the kid another chance. For Jane's sake. Besides, Harper's really the man we want.
But if I don't jail Slim, how can I arrest Harper?
Well, I know Harper. He and Hanlon were partners once. Just give him enough rope and he's a cinch to hang himself.
I hope you know what you're doing, son. Well, I reckon I'll move you back to town then. So long. Come on.
See you later, Sheriff.
You've been mighty decent, Red. Thank you.
Oh, that's all right, Jane. Now, Slim, here's your gun, but keep away from Harper, savvy?
I'm through with him, Ryder. I won't let you down.
You'd better not, Slim.
Oh, thunder. Well, little beaver, the old town devil's hole looks the same as ever, doesn't it?
You betcha, Red Ryder.
We leave the horses at the hitching rail.
Red Ryder, look 'em over there cross street.
It's Slim, and he's going into Harper's Cafe.
Him said he no see him, Harper, again. He big liar.
You stay here and watch the horses. I'll go to the cafe and see what Slim's up to.
Hello, Slim.
Howdy, Harper.
What you doing in town?
I came to tell you I'm through.
Are you? What about what you owe me?
Well, I got a month's wages here. $110, and I want to pay you on account.
That's only a dribble to what you owe me, Slim.
I know, but, well, I'll pay you some more every payday until
Look,
I...
Look, Slim, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a chance to win back some of that dough.
No, I don't
Come on, sit down. I'll deal you some poker. Your luck's due to turn. Maybe you can pay me back quicker than you think.
Well, it's all right, Harper. Deal them out. I'll open it for $50, Harper.
All right, along. How many cards?
I'll take two.
Three for me.
Hold it, Harper.
Red Ryder.
Let go of my wrist, Ryder.
Not till I see these three cards you were dealing yourself from the bottom of the deck, Harper.
Why, you're local.
Am I? I've been watching and listening through the window, Harper. Now, look, Slim.
Huh?
You've got three queens, but he was dealing himself three aces.
I'll teach you to butt in, Ryder.
Look out, Red. He's got...
Pull a gun on me, will you, Harper?
Ryder! Harper's gonna throw that bottle. Look out!
Too bad you missed, Harper. All right, Harper, here it comes.
Nice work, Ryder.
That should teach Mr. Harper not to stack the cards. Come on, Slim, let's get out of here.
Slim.
Howdy, Slim.
Hey, looks like a family reunion. Did you all come into this here jail to cool off in that dead, burned sun?
Well, not exactly, Sheriff.
I've come to be locked up, Sheriff.
What?
Well, Sis and me have been talking it over. This is the only way I can square myself all around and save my skin to boot.
After what's just happened with Harper, his life's not worth a plug nickel. Not while Harper's loose.
Now you can arrest Slim, Sheriff.
Yes, and I'll testify against Harper so there'll be no way he can escape conviction.
Well, if that's the way you folks want it... I'm mighty glad to oblige. Come on, Slim. I'll take your gun and lock you up.
Well, here's my gun, Sheriff. Well, sis, I'm mighty sorry to put you through all this, but...
It's all right, Slim. I think it's for the best.
All right, Sheriff. Anytime.
Well, this way, Slim.
So long, sis.
Red.
Now, don't let him see you crying, Jane. You know, he's only doing this to prove he's on the left.
I know, but... It means he'll be going to prison, too.
Well, now, maybe there's some way to get him out of that.
Miss Jane, that kid brother of yours got the right stuff in him.
You think he might be able to talk the judge into being lenient?
If Slim's testimony is going to hang Harper, I reckon any judge will be willing to listen, all right.
I certainly hope so.
When do you arrest Harper?
Well, now, that depends on you, Ryder. Miss Harper's a plenty tough hombre, and I'll be needing help.
All right, what about deputizing me right now?
That's what I was awaiting to hear you say. Here. Now that I've pinned this badge on you, you're a full-fledged lawman.
Then let's go, Sheriff.
Hey, Harper. Here comes Ryder and the Sheriff.
Where?
Coming right through the door now.
Get out of my place, Ryder.
Keep your hands where they are, Harper. The Sheriff and I didn't come here for gunplay. But if you're hankering for some, I guess I could accommodate you.
What do you want?
Harper!
You're under arrest.
What for?
Rustling cattle from the Painted Valley Ranch.
Yeah? Where's your warrant?
Right here.
Keep your hands above your gun belt, Harper. You too, Chuck.
Why are you...
I'm shooting, Ryder. Snap that gun right out of Harper's hand.
All right, Harper. Want to come along peacefully? Or if you'd rather...
All right, you red-headed cow wrangler. But you're going to regret this.
Never mind the gab. Get going. Now watch him, sir.
Hey, I got a right nice comfortable cell already fixed for you, Harper. Right over here.
Well, hello, Harper. I told you I was through working for you, didn't I?
Yeah, double-crossing me, huh, Slim? Well, you'll pay for this. Plenty.
Quit talking, Harper, and get in that cell.
All right, I'm in, cowboy, but not for long.
That's what you think.
What time's it getting to be, Burley?
Yeah, it's almost midnight, Chuck. I'm getting tired of sitting in them shadows and waiting for this Red Rider to vamoose from the jail.
Well, we gotta wait till he's out and the sheriff's alone before we break Harper out. Hey, here's Rider coming out now.
Yeah.
Well, good night, Rider.
Night, Sheriff. I'll drop around in the morning. Easy, boy. All right, Thunder, let's go.
Well, there goes Red Rider. Now's our chance. Let's go.
Yeah.
Sheriff, get your mitts up, Pronto.
Why are you mad?
Burley, put out that light and lock the door.
Yeah.
Right. Now get those cell keys and let Harper out while I keep the sheriff covered.
Yeah, all right.
Double crossing coyote.
Hurry up and open my door, Burley.
That's what I'm doing, boss. Fast as I can. Yeah. Yeah, here you are. Door's open.
Yeah, Slim. I told you I wouldn't be in here long.
You'll never get away with this, Harper.
That's what you say, but you're going with us. Open the Slim cell, Burley.
Yeah, all right.
Save your time. I'm not going out.
Oh, yes, you are. I ain't leaving you here to testify. Come on out of this cell, you double-crossing squealer. What was that shot in the sheriff's office?
Hey, I had to plug the sheriff. He was going to...
Hey, you fool. That shot's apt to bring somebody here.
Man, the front door is locked. Let's get out through the back.
Wait. Lock me back in my cell, quick.
Huh? You going loco?
Hurry, do as I say.
Whatever you say, boss.
You get back into the sheriff's office and lay those cell keys alongside his body.
Yeah, okay, boss.
Chuck, take Slim out to that cabin in the hills. Keep him there till you get word from me. Get going.
Yeah. All right, walk, Slim. And you keep ahead of us, Slim. One wrong move, I'll let you have it. All right, out the back way.
Hey, Sheriff, open up. I was almost out of town when I heard a shot back here. What happened?
Let's bust it in.
Come on, man. Let's break it down.
One.
All right, somebody light the lamp. Look, the sheriff's been shot. Get a doctor.
Shots, no use. No, he's done for all right.
I said get the doctor. I don't know yet, Jane. Hey, Harper, you were in there in the cell. What did happen?
Your pal Slim shot the sheriff and then made a break for it.
It's a lie. Slim wouldn't do that.
No? Well, who else could have done it? He ain't in his cell now, is he?
Oh, Red, you don't believe Slim could have done
it? I don't, Jen.
Well, I do.
And I saw him do it with my own eyes.
Red, this is awful. If they catch Slim, they'll kill him.
If we catch him, we'll hang him.
Now, listen, men. Nobody's going to hang anyone until we find out who shot the sheriff.
The adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. While a grim mob of town folks are swearing to avenge the shooting of their sheriff, Harper's two henchmen are taking Slim to a secluded cabin in the hills. At daybreak, Red Rider and Jane Bruce are still anxiously waiting for the doctor to reach the jail.
Doctor.
Hurry, Doc. The sheriff's laying on this cot. His heart's still beating.
Well, I'll do the best I can, Rider.
Oh, hurry, Doctor.
Yeah. Let's see. Yes. Well,
Is he all right?
Well, there's not much of a chance. The bullet flies right close to the heart.
You've got to save him, Doctor. He's got to live so he can tell who shot him.
Yes, well, let's have some hot water.
Right here, Doc. Figured you'd need some. Got it all ready.
Fine. All right, Jane.
Yeah?
Give us a hand here while I dig for the slug.
Yeah.
Another compress, Red.
There.
Stomp that blood, Jane.
Yeah.
There. I think I've got it. Yeah. There. Yeah, here's a bullet.
Doc.
No, that unconscious groan don't mean a thing. Another compress, Jane.
Has he got a chance, Doc?
Well, there's no way to tell. If I can stop this arterial bleeding, maybe. Hand me that large little gauze.
Red, you don't believe Slim shot the sheriff, do you?
Proving he didn't is going to be mighty hard if the sheriff doesn't pull through.
Well, I guess that's about all I can do. Now it's out of my hands.
Thanks, Doc. I'll...
Howdy, folks.
Morning, Mr. Dawson.
Ryder, I understand you were sworn deputy sheriff yesterday.
That's right.
Well, then, since the sheriff's plumb out of commission, I'll give you this here writ the judge has just signed for the release of my client.
So you're Harper's lawyer, huh?
Yeah. And now that you've read the writ, how about releasing the prisoner?
Red, don't do it. Harper will lead a posse after Slim.
I've got no choice, Jane. I've got to turn him loose.
Told you I wouldn't be in here very long, Ryder.
You'll soon be back behind bars, Harper, for a long time.
Yeah, let's get out of this place, Dawson.
Yep.
So long, Ryder.
I only wish I knew where to find Slim. I'm afraid Harper's going to fix it so that the kid'll never get a chance unless... Little Beaver.
Ryder, me see him Slim.
Where?
In hills, Harper men. They take him Slim with gun and back. Ride him like wind.
You see, that proves Slim didn't shoot the sheriff.
Yes, but Harper's men will most likely plug the kid so he can't talk. Come on, Little Beaver. We've got to pick up their trail.
You betcha.
Yes, Little Beaver, I see the hoof prints on the trail. Is this where you saw them with Slim?
You betcha. Harper men take them Slim up that trail.
And if we can follow those tracks, we should be able to locate Slim. Let's go. Come on, Thunder.
Get him up there, fool. Get!
Hey, there, Harper.
What is it, Dawson?
I just come from the jail, and that sheriff hasn't croaked yet.
He ain't come to, has he?
No, but the jail's full of people, and if he does come to and talks...
I'd better get over there and get that mob out. Come on, Dawson.
Yeah.
How's the sheriff coming along, Doc?
Still unconscious.
Looks like he's done for, poor old fellow. I'd like to get my hands on that no-good, quick-triggered Slim.
Shooting is too good for that low-down.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. Let's pass me in.
Wait! Wait! You men don't know what you're doing.
We know who shot the sheriff. That's all we need to know.
I tell you, Slim had nothing to do with
it. That's what she says, but don't forget she's his sister.
She can't stick up for him.
Now, listen, men. I just heard somebody saying he saw Slim heading for a cabin in Red Rock Canyon. Get your horses and let's fetch him. Come on!
She said, "Jimmy, Slim."
Maybe it's that shooting iron you've got pointing at.
Well, now, ain't that a downright shame? We thought you'd enjoy this here little cabin we brought you to.
Yeah, right cozy. Red Rock Canyon looks fine from this window.
You better take a good look at it, Slim, because you ain't going to see it much longer.
Maybe when the bear's hoary shot, Chuck.
Yeah, this bear ain't gonna be shot.
Hey, Chuck.
Huh?
Look out that window. Down the canyon.
It's Red Ryder. That Injun kid's with him.
Yeah, they're riding up the canyon.
Well, it looks like they're headed straight for this cabin.
I told you were selling that bearskin too soon, Chuck.
Shut up, you. Burley, get the Winchester.
Yeah. Here. Here's your rifle, Chuck.
Yeah. All right, Burley. Let's go out through the side door and plant ourselves behind the trees. We'll pick him off his horse when he rounds the bend of the trail.
Yeah, what about Slim? Maybe he'll warn Ryder.
He better not. From where I'll be, Slim, I'll have a clean sweep of both doors and windows. One peep out of you and I'll drop you right in your tracks. Hey, they're getting closer. Let's go, Burley.
Yeah.
Here we are, Burley. Can't spot us from behind them trees.
Now let him come to us so there's no chance of missing him. Hey, Jeff, look. Slim's opening the front door.
Get back inside that cabin, Slim.
Fred, don't ride up here to the cabin.
Got him. All right, here they come.
Stay back, Little Beaver.
Come on, Thunder.
But look, Harper men saw
told you to stay back.
You betcha. But me like him to see.
Help me get Slim into the cabin.
You betcha.
That's all right. We got you, Slim. We'll land on this cot.
I'm all right, Ray.
Where you hit, Slim?
Shoulder. Not bad. Just got a bit dizzy, that's all.
Get some water from that pump out on the porch, little beaver.
You betcha. Me go get him. Me no get him water now, Red Rider.
I told you to get away, Red. Now they've got you trapped in this cabin.
Those two hombres, Harper's men?
Why, sure. And it won't be long before Harper will be riding up here with a posse to string me up.
Not while I'm a deputy sheriff, Slim.
But you can't afford a bloodthirsty mob all by yourself, Red.
How did you get out of jail, Slim?
Well, those two Jaspers come to take Harper and me out, and then Chuck plugged the sheriff. So they locked Harper back in his cell to make it look like I'd done it.
That's just about the way I'd figured it out. But I couldn't be sure until I found you.
Well, look, posse come now.
Sure enough. And Harper's leading them.
I told you they'd be here.
Nobody's taking you out while I'm here.
Oh, don't be a fool, Red. They'll claim you're protecting a killer. Oh, go on, Red. Clear out before it's too late.
Nothing doing, Slim. I'm staying, and I'll shoot the first man that tries to lay a hand on you.
What you open window for, Red Rider?
So I can call out to that posse. Hold it, you men!
We've come to string that sheriff killing Slim, and nobody's going to stop us.
I'm a deputy sheriff, Harper. Slim's my prisoner, and I'll drill any man who tries to take him.
Red, Roger Shield and that killer. Let's blast the both of them out of that cabin.
There's no use shooting it out, Red. They'll only kill you and maybe little Beaver, too.
Stop talking and throw some lead at them.
I'm not going to let you get plugged on my account, Red.
Slim, you hit a Red Rider overhead with gun.
Yeah. Yeah, little Beaver. Knocked him cold so he wouldn't get killed. All right, Harper. I'm coming out with my hands up.
All right, man. Bring him over here and get that rope ready.
Red Rider. Wait, come up, Red Rider. Wait, come up.
Oh, what? What's happened, little Beaver?
Slim, he hit him your head with gun. He give him himself up to save you.
Oh, where's Slim now?
Look him through a window.
Looks like they got him, all right. Say, who's that driving up the trail in the buckboard?
Well, that Miss Jane driving the team, and Sheriff set him up in the back.
The Sheriff? Then he can't be dead.
You betcha.
If he can hang on to that buckboard, I guess he's plenty alive enough to tell who's the hombre that shot him up. Come on, let's go outside. Hold it, Harper. I'm sure that you and your two pals will want to hear what the sheriff has to say, and there he is now in that buckboard.
Help! Hey! What are you low-code coyotes doing? Let loose a Slim. He ain't the man who threw that slug at me.
Then who did do it, Sheriff?
This here hombre, Chuck. Your pal standing right beside you. And Barley there. He was in it, too.
Now, wait, man. No lawlessness.
Here. Ryder! Arrest the three of them.
It's a pleasure, Sheriff.
Red, I don't know how to thank you for getting Slim out of that mess.
Oh, shucks, I didn't do anything, Jane.
No, not much, except saving my neck.
Well, now, Slim, you try to save mine, too. So let's call it even, huh?
Hey, say, Red, your aunt the Duchess just sent word that there's real trouble around Pepperwood. I thought you'd be interested.
You betcha, Red Rider.
Well, little Beaver, looks like we'll be hitting the trail again.
You betcha. We go now?
Reckon there's no time like the present. Come on. Well, so long, folks. Come on, Thunder!
Safe and sound, and with the scheming Harper on his way to face a real court of justice, Red Rider and Little Beaver ride on to new adventures. Meet them next time in the foothill town of Pepperwood, where they'll once again match wits with desperate frontier outlaws.